This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107. Trending this hour.
Here we go.
So Drake was at a McDonald's in L.A., and someone tweeted out saying that they just witnessed him give $10,000 in cash to two employees. According to McDonald's PR team, the tip was actually $100, but who knows? Who really knows?
Either way, very nice. Not only do you get to meet Drake, you get a massive tip on top of it.
Speaking of Drake, he isn't nominated for any Juno Awards this year because he didn't submit his album.
Too cool.
He's way too cool for Canada. Tim Allen tweeted out about Toy Story 4. I know, Ryder, you don't really care about Pixar and Disney movies, but a lot of our listeners do, right?
What do you mean I don't care about Disney movies? You just started crying when you read the tweet, and I thought that was a little overdramatic.
Toy Story 4 is going to be in theaters June 20th. Tim Allen, who plays Buzz, wrote this. Finished my Buzz for Toy Story 4 today and it got emotional. Wonderful full body story. You are all going to love the work this incredible team at Pixar created. We are all going to love this story. Man, it's got everything.
Are you going to cry again?
No, I'm keeping it together.
All right.
Tim Hortons is trending. They just introduced the Double Double Coffee Bar? Question mark? Get this. They want to roll out a double-double coffee bar.
What does that mean?
Edible snack made from Tim Hortons, but it doesn't contain any chocolate. It's described as having a smooth and silky texture with an espresso bean finish. I have questions.
Like, would it be like a biscotti?
It's like a caffeine bar. So I think it's like ground up. You know how they have like chocolate-covered coffee beans and people just eat those?
Yeah.
But yet this doesn't have chocolate? Like, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough detail, but we're Canadians and we need to know what this product
is. When you say double-double coffee bar, I assume, like, they're just moving the cream over to a different part of the store, like...
No, it's in
like
it looks,
Starbucks has.
It's like in a red wrapper and it looks like a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
But there's no chocolate, it's just caffeine.
Yeah. Which,
interesting.
That's what's trending this hour. We're talking about the best dish you can order in because this weekend you're not going to want to leave your house.
I will say I'm very proud of Brittany for texting in and being very specific. A lot of details because I was curious, are people going to actually tell us everything, like even the side dip that they get? And Brittany came through.
All right, let's hear it.
So she gets her food from the restaurant called, how do you say this? Sorry, excuse my ignorance because I'm not Italian. Paninis Italian... Cucina?
Paninis. It's not paninis.
I thought it was like something cool, like a cool Italian word.
Paninis, Italian, cucina.
Paninis?
Yes! Italian. Not papinis.
Literally any pizza, she says, or calzone, make sure to get a side of pesto mayo dip. Like, that's what I'm talking about. What are these side dips I need to learn about? I'm a dip girl, baby.
Will hit us up and he got pretty specific as well. Order the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse burger from Burger Priest. And then he said, pig out on that giant burger.
Okay, Brittany wrote again, and I'm getting very excited. She said, I usually get the prosciutto, arugula pizza, or capricosa. Any pizza can order as a calzone, too. But everything from there is amazing. The only thing I wouldn't recommend via Skip is their paninis, because the bread gets a little soggy sitting in the container. See, we need to know this stuff. But the pizza and calzones will keep well in the box.
Well, that's what I heard somebody say is one of the things you should avoid ordering on Skip the Dishes, and I don't know if this is true or not, but is pad thai, because in the travel time, it really changes,
it
like...
It sogs up.
Yeah. So I've always found that interesting, so I've avoided ordering thai on Skip the Dishes.
The one thing that I crave often is I don't know if this is weird, but I want to just order from Boston Pizza a bowl of their meat sauce. It's so good. Like, one time when I was in musical theater, like, way back in the day, we celebrated after one of her performances by going for dinner at Boston Pizza, and I watched this guy, but he was licking the bowl of meat sauce clean, like the side dish, and I always thought that was weird. And
what?
Then I grew up and started experiencing the meat sauce myself, and I often think of him.
You have a favorite dish, without question, that you get on Skip the Dishes sometimes, and that is
sometimes every weekend.
Okay,
I get the Doan's chicken curry soup.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to say coconut, but there actually is no coconut in this version. Doan's, D-O-A-N-S. But the thing about Doan's is it messes with my brain sometimes. Sometimes it's on Skip, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this to me, Doan's?
And that's at the same location, right?
Yes. Well, there's two locations in Edmonton.
Okay.
There are. There's one downtown, and then there's one on the south side.
It really is a spectacular soup. And I want to put something on the list as well. The burritos at Three Amigos are spectacular. And actually, burritos do hold their form really well.
I've never been a burrito girl.
It's compared to other Mexican food, like tacos, you can't do tacos. They get too floppy. You got to get the burritos if you're going Mexican.
This text, they have never given us their name before. Tell us your name. But they wrote in capital letters, do not order BP's cactus cuts from Skip the Dishes. They get too soggy on the ride.
Wait a minute, though. I like the soggy cactus cut chips the best. Like
you know
the
what?
Ones that
the floppy ones in the middle
exactly.
Look crispy on the outside.
You got it. I'm so hungry. So Ariana Grande, who we just heard from, may have screwed up in a fairly significant way, a permanent way, as she just got a tattoo, and it doesn't mean what she wants it to mean.
So what happened?
So she wanted to get 7 rings. That's the name of her new song.
Mm-hmm.
In Japanese characters, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. On her hand, like the palm of her hand.
Cool.
Yeah, which, you know, creative, unique. I'm all for tattoos. She didn't get that by accident because it was so painful she asked them to shorten it.
Oh, what? That would hurt on the palm of your hands. I'm just picturing myself going through that. No, thanks.
So she said, can you just do the 7 and the ring instead of 7 rings?
Okay.
Like there was a way to shorten the translation, apparently. But when you put those two things together, it no longer means 7 rings. It means small charcoal grill.
Funny.
So then people started tearing into her being like, wow, great work. That's pretty dumb. You have barbecue tattooed on your hand now.
But it's also amazing at the same time. Like, come on.
When she tried to play it off, like she's cool with whatever is on there. She just wanted to see what the pain was like getting a tattoo there. So she's trying to play it cool. But then
the
she goes
backpedaling has begun
back into the tattoo parlor because somebody tells her that if she takes the a couple more characters.
Okay.
That and puts them in that it could mean what she wants it to still. Like, it still could mean 7 rings.
So now what does it look like?
So now she goes back in and gets 2 different characters underneath.
Okay.
The 2 that she had, well, that she thought were 7 rings, but turned out to be barbecue. And now with the 4 of them, based on how people in Japan read, as far as, this is what I'm getting from BuzzFeed.
Yep.
But it now means something totally different. Japanese barbecue finger is what it translates to now. Because people will read it left to right based on that there's just 4 characters rather than up and down or something. So now it means she went from just barbecue to Japanese barbecue finger.
I like it.
What?
When I was in Thailand, I got a tattoo with bamboo, which was extra painful. I got it on the inside of my arm.
Yeah.
And you're laying there and it's so painful. And to be honest, it bleeds out if you get bamboo on sensitive parts of your body.
Okay.
So it would bleed out if you got it on your palm. But mine has bled out. And I just use Google Translate for what I wanted. So I don't even know if Google was accurate with what I wanted it to say. Like if I were to post a picture of my tattoo, I hope someone who can read Thai would be like, actually, that says this.
Well, you should post
it. I should post it. It's supposed to say, don't forget to look up. Which was like my motto when I was in Thailand to like take everything in, look up at the trees, mm-hmm. breathe in the fresh air. But I don't know if that's what it says. I really don't.
Okay. So are we going to post this on like Hot's Instagram?
What if it says cigarettes sold here? Because that's, I hope it says that.
At least it doesn't say Japanese barbecue finger. My God, Ariana. Ariana, not the only person to have a tattoo fail. We want to hear your stories, 780-784-7107. If maybe the tattoo artist spelled something wrong, you translated it poorly, maybe you lost a bet and had to get a participation ribbon tattooed on the back of your arm like I did.
Yes, you did.
Thanks again for that.
So we are posting my tattoo on our Instagram, Hot 107 Edmonton. So if you know anyone that can speak Thai or read Thai, I need to know if what I got is actually what I wanted to get. This one here is supposed to be, it's supposed to say, I'm free in Hebrew, and it says, I'm for free.
Oh, no.
Across this guy's back with like angel wings on each side of it, which I just love.
For free.
And I actually have,
oh, no.
I have a personal story of an interaction I had when I was a bartender at Hudson's on Bourbon Street. There was an older gentleman that came in and he had had a couple drinks. And when you're a bartender, a lot of people describe you as kind of like a therapist. So this guy opened up to me about how much his son has overcome a lot of struggles in life.
Okay,
and
awesome.
He's like, I want to show you a tattoo that he got. I'm so proud of my son. And he showed me a picture. And the tattoo was supposed to say realize. And it was spelt with an S instead of a Z.
Oh.
And I had to be the person to break it to this father and say, you know that's spelt wrong, right?
Oh, no.
And he was like, what?
He didn't even realize it.
And that was the irony. Was like, you haven't realized it. Your son hasn't realized it. All of his friends that he's shown it to haven't realized it. And the tattoo artist didn't know.
There were other people that had figured it out, but didn't want to say anything at that point.
He was so proud of his son.
Well, I bet it happens a lot, right?
Oh, for sure.
Because people come up with these things, and it's not the tattoo artist's job. I mean, I guess it kind of is. It's not really the tattoo artist's job not to put what you bring on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're asking for your gym confessions. Ryan hit us up and said, goes to the World Health on St. Albert Trail, waits for a bunch of people to get in the steam room, and then lets some farts go just to make people awkward.
Come on.
That's what we're asking for.
I know, and you know what? Of course our listeners stepped up. I love the honesty. This text here from Candace says, I used to go to Fit for Less. One day I had all the intentions of going to the gym, so I went there, but decided I was just going to go in the tanning bed, and then I went and got Dairy Queen at the food court instead. You are a treasure. Never change, Candace.
Yeah, I like this text, too. I'm investing more mental and physical energy into trying to beat a deadlift record at my gym than finishing my degree, which is due in 4 weeks. My degree thesis, PhD thesis, I think he means. I call it procrastinating.
Bro, so many bros at the gym. Sarah is very honest on the text line and says, sometimes I go just because they have air conditioning. I do not. That's very motivating.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a fitness confession.
Okay.
But I'm just calling out one of my roommates, Nosebleed, who lives upstairs, always does a bunch of push-ups before every date. And you can hear him upstairs. And like, quite often I'll have to like stop and be like, what is that? That sound? Because it's just like, murr, murr, murr.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do to kind of bulk up before a date, right?
I've heard of guys that go into the gym and crush heavy, heavy weights right before they go out on a date. Just
That's
so
smart.
That they like their
the
arms
veins
look.
Are pumped.
Exactly.
This text here from Dave. He put Dave in quotations, so it might be a fake name. Because the text says, I'm straight, but I love when guys hit on me at the gym. That is an amazing confession.
I've been hit on by dudes.
You should be very thankful that that happened.
Quite a few times. I always feel bad.
Why?
That, like, they've got no chance. There's just no part of me that would be interested in that. So when they're hitting on me, I'm like, this is
pumped.
Weird. I don't know. Hey, Hot 107, what's up?
Hi. First of all, this is so cool talking to you guys.
Hi. What's your name?
Yeah, it's like first time I got it. It's Wiza.
What can we do for you?
I just wanted to share that my motivation to go to the gym was the hair straightener. Because I didn't have one.
Oh, they have one in the change room.
Yeah, they had one in the change room. So I only went and just did a little bit of 15 minutes, and I just needed to look good. So I was like, let's go to the hair straightener.
Hero. Hero. Hero.
Paris texted in saying, sometimes I go to the gym just to use the free Wi-Fi. I'm telling you, like, the gym I go to has very fast Wi-Fi, and I love being there.
We got a text from someone who wants to say anonymous. We know their name, though.
Yeah, we sure do.
They said, gotta stay anonymous for this one, but back when there was a 24/7 mall at the gym, I had the biggest crush on one of the big buff staff members.
Gym at the mall.
Yeah, what did I say?
Mall at the gym.
Oh. We used to get together in the middle of the night. At night shift, put the clothes for cleaning sign up in the women's change room and get a little steamy in the sauna. Very steamy.
Oh, anonymous.
Woo-hoo!
Amanda wrote in saying, sometimes I go to the gym just to use the steam room. I come out looking like a sweaty mess as if I just crushed a huge workout when really I just sat in a sweaty hot room and then I proceed to sit in the massage chairs for an hour. You get it, girl.
Time for Unsung Heroes. This is where we give shout-outs to people or things that normally don't get a lot of love.
Shout out to people who sink their empty Timmy's cup in the drive-thru garbage on the first try. Kobe. Proud of you.
Shout out to the guy in the office who will change his regular working hard or hardly working for a fresh new cold enough for you tomorrow when temperatures drop.
Every office has one. Shout out to the woman who's talking too loud on her phone in the gym's change room. Glad you were able to successfully change your pap smear appointment. No, seriously, that's awesome. It's hard to do. Usually they charge you.
Shout out to Ariana's tattoo artist for thinking, man, this chick must really like barbecues. If you haven't heard, she got the wrong tattoo on her hand.
Shout out to people who wear their sweatpants to the mall. Judge all you want, but in reality, those are change room geniuses.
Yeah? I was just thinking that, actually. When you said that, I was like, sweatpants would be really easy to change outfits with.
But then you see women who were wearing high heels, and it's like, what? How'd you get here? Why are you here?
Shout out to snowplowers for walking towards their machines when duty calls, putting on their sunglasses like a motivated good guy in a movie, and preparing themselves for long shifts of saving the world.
Shout out to people who shovel their walkway and call it their workout for the week.
Shout out to the guy who's really learning his lesson for getting that DUI by having to bike to work the next couple days.
Good luck. And shout out to single people who still go in the Valentine's Day chocolate aisle and buy everything for themselves. Good for you.
You may think it is, but it's not. You have to get your man something too if you're in love.
I read a tweet yesterday and it makes so much sense. Women don't want flowers when we ask for flowers. We just want like flowers unexpectedly. Do you know what I mean? Like nobody wants flowers after they've asked for them. Then it's pointless. You want to be surprised. So if you're usually the guy that doesn't get flowers. You never know.
Okay.
Anyway, but we're talking about what you're going to get.
Your boyfriend, please.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Okay, one of my suggestions is, and I say this every year.
Meat.
But it's
beef jerky.
Meat is terrific. Yes, that's actually, I've completely changed what I was going with. Meat is the answer.
No, okay, what were you going to say?
Get yourself some lingerie and surprise him with that. Guys are expected to go and buy their girlfriends or wives lingerie, and it is the biggest gamble ever, because if it is a little bit too small, obviously, do you think I'm fat? If it's a little bit too big, obviously, do you think I'm fat? It's just a very scary thing to go shopping for.
Well, it's one of those things where you never want to get a pair of stockings and put them on and look like a Christmas ham.
Right.
With like, you know,
if they're a little too high. Yeah.
The stringed ham.
So guys will usually choose gift certificates for lingerie, but then that's their gift at Valentine's Day when you want the girl in the lingerie. So go and do your own shopping, find something that fits, and be ready for Valentine's Day night with it. And then also meet.
Get the meat.
Any suggestions coming from you?
Like, what would I get? Like, a guy?
What? Yeah. Any direction you can point ladies in for? Like, Valentine's Day for guys can be non-romantic, whereas I think most gifts that you get ladies for Valentine's Day have to lean romantic.
Okay, it's a bit cheesy, but who cares? There's people out there that are like, oh, we don't need Valentine's Day. Every day should be Valentine's Day. No.
Well, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
We have very busy lives. A lot of us have careers. We're in school. We're just busy.
Yeah.
So it's nice to just have one day to dedicate to it. I don't know what I would get a guy at this point. Yeah, a video game so they can leave me alone for an afternoon.
Okay. I find it interesting that every text that comes in, I'm like, yes, girl, nice one.
Yeah.
If we ask the exact same question to dudes, what are you getting your girl? Every text that came in, you'd be like, oh, no. Oh, God, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means ladies are just sharper and more demanding when it comes to gifts, or if they're just better at buying gifts. Maybe a mix of both.
Listen to Anne's text. 1 year I made a scavenger hunt for him. I bought myself the chocolates, the flowers, the lingerie, but I sent him to the stores one at a time to pick them up before arriving at the last destination, which was a restaurant where I was waiting for him. He walked in with all of these gifts for me and looked like a hero. The last thing I gave him was a card with a key to a hotel room. It was the best gift ever, and he didn't know any of the steps as he took them.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's just like, kind of funny at the same time.
Really funny that he walked into this restaurant looking like a legend.
Courtney wrote in saying, why do the ladies always have to get dressed up on Valentine's Day? I want my man to dress up for me. Give me the sexy firefighter.
Well, have you seen the firefighter costumes you can buy for dudes? It would have to be like from the Halloween section, and he wouldn't look cute. He'd look like he should be on Paw Patrol. This text says, I did a mini vodka bottle bouquet. Nice one. A lot of booze suggestions coming in.
Oh, man. Did you see that one text that said my boyfriend or husband, I can't remember because it's pretty far back, but it said something like he likes spiced rum and ginger.
Mm-hmm.
He always is complaining that there's not enough ice, and she bought him an ice machine.
For the garage.
And then the
where
next
he drinks.
Text, yeah, then the next text says, oh, yeah, and lingerie. So, like, you're just winning.
Yeah,
for
sure.
You're doing a great job.
And Angela says hockey tickets.
Ooh.
I mean, if you want to see them very grumpy the way the Oilers have been looking lately. I mean, undefeated the last week, though, since Keith Gretzky.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.